Hey, listeners. Thanks for joining us for Your Daily Bible Verse. We hope you enjoy this deeper look at one of your favorite, or maybe not so well-known, Bible verses. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more Bible studies, Bible reading plans, and verses by topic, we'd love for you to visit us on BibleStudyTools.com.
God Uses Pain to Help Us Grow, by John D. Barry. Today's Bible verse comes from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Watching the day-old calf frolic across the field, full of life and hope, I am filled with joy. I then see its mother nudging it forward. I am reminded of the way God cares for us. He knows the difficult life ahead, just like this mother cow, but he wants us to enjoy our time in the green pasture nonetheless. He nudges us along. Every age has its turn. Every branch of the tree has to learn to grow, find its way, make the best of this short-lived stay. A passage by Jose Gonzalez, Every Age. We all have to learn to find our way. We all have to grow, and we cannot do so when we are stagnant. We must move along. We must stand up and walk, even run like the day-old calf. We must embrace the uncertain ground, knowing that in this field and in the next, and in the other one after that, we will grow and learn. If God says it is, in His will to move along, if He nudges our heart, we should do so. Luke 9:62. Yet the uncertainty of life often overwhelms us. A God who lurks in the uncertainty. If you look back at the lives of the prophets, from Moses to Elijah to Jonah, it is clear that their lives were often lived in the uncertainty. God nudged them to unknown places, from wildernesses to mountaintops to foreign cities, but He was there each step along the way. God gave the prophets the words to say and the provision they needed. Just check out 1 Kings 17, Jonah 4, 6 through 7, and Exodus 16. The prophets had to learn and grow, and in the uncertainty, God made that happen. Knowing the future sounds wonderful, but it would ruin the present. The future is only God's to behold. Compare Ecclesiastes 8, 7. The growth we desire. Growth often means pain, and growth without pain is an oxymoron. Suffering is often how God shows us Himself. Suffering is part of the call to serve Jesus. If anyone wants to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew 16:24. It may be hard to hear these words, and I know from experience that they are even harder to live. But when lived, these words will transform us. Think of your growing pains as a child. That summer when your legs hurt so bad that you couldn't seem to drink enough milk, your body was transforming. Without that pain, you wouldn't be who you are today. This is how faith is. It is often like growing pains. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing. We find that in James 1:2. We know why suffering should be counted as joy, because it will change us for the better. It will draw us closer to God. If the mother cow didn't nudge her calf along, it would never see the green pasture outside the barn. It would live a life that was boring, sad, and stagnant. If God didn't nudge us along into the unknown, we would never experience the joy of others coming to Christ, of our relationships with Him growing. We wouldn't see the pierced hands of Christ for what they really are: redemption, relationship, and the freedom to know God.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
The Historical Jesus Podcast is the sweeping saga of the life and times of Galilean Jesus of Nazareth, as well as the faith, religion, and church founded to honor and disseminate his acts and teachings. Join me, Mark Vinette, on this fascinating journey through time, exploring the many great works of Christian theology, literature, architecture, music, and art, inspired by the words and deeds of Jesus Christ.